BBC News with David Legg. The German car giant Volkswagen has unveiled plans to take control of the German sports car firm Porsche. The move follows an abortive bid by Porsche to take over its larger rival that left it crippled with debts. The specialist high-performance Porsche brand will retain its separate identity, but under the overall control of Volkswagen. The chief executive officer of Volkswagen, Martin Winterkorn, said the combination of the two firms will be a strong one.
The industrial logic is, of course, that both companies fit together in an excellent way. They complement one another with the individual products in an excellent way. And more important, of course, is that our common know-how of people and engineering will take us further forward so that we can be more successful in the global markets than today.
The United States Federal Bureau of Investigation has arrested 44 people, including rabbis and city mayors, as part of a massive corruption case in the state of New Jersey. The arrests were part of a 10-year investigation, which has uncovered illegal activity ranging from money laundering to kidney trafficking in the US, Israel and Switzerland. A special agent in charge of the Newark FBI office, Waysan Dunn, described those who he said used politics and religion to hide their criminal activity.
The people that we have arrested today include mayors, deputy mayors, New Jersey state assemblymen, city councilmen, city council candidates, and a variety of other public officials ranging from commissioners to regulatory inspectors, and of course, a number of rabbis from the Jewish community.
Share prices in the United States have closed at their highest level for 8 months. The Dow Jones Index in New York closed up nearly 200 points at 9,069. Caroline Hepke has more from New York.
Despite a deep U.S. recession, some companies are holding up, boosting investor confidence and the value of shares. Earning results from auction website eBay, Ford Motor Company, telecoms firm AT&T and manufacturing giant 3M showed the companies fared better than expected in the last 3 months, even if revenues were mainly lower. But the situation remains precarious. After the markets closed, Microsoft announced a slump in profits and demand for PCs, with Amazon suffering similarly difficult times.
The first televised debate between candidates for the presidency has been broadcast in Afghanistan. The broadcast began 20 minutes late and with the leading candidate missing. The incumbent, Hamid Karzai, declined to take part. A spokesman for him said the debate on the private station Tolo TV would be biased. President Karzai's two main opponents, Abdullah Abdullah and Ashraf Ghani, took part and the broadcast showed an empty lectern where Mr. Karzai would have stood. World News from the BBC. A U.S. intelligence official has said that one of Osama bin Laden's sons was probably killed by an American missile strike in Pakistan earlier this year. The official, who spoke on condition of anonymity, said agents were 85% certain that Saad bin Laden was killed by chance in an attack by a drone, although he'd not been specifically targeted and was not a senior al-Qaeda figure. The American Vice President Joe Biden has renewed Washington's support for Georgia and its aspiration to join the NATO alliance. Addressing the Georgian parliament in Tbilisi, Mr. Biden said the improved ties with Russia, sought by the Obama administration, would not be at Georgia's expense. Before Mr. Biden's address, Russia warned that it would take concrete steps to stop Georgia rearming. The Netherlands has returned to Ghana the bottled head of a king who was executed by Dutch colonists in 1838 and kept in a museum for many years. The head was presented to members of King Badu Bonsu II's tribe who travelled to the Netherlands from Ghana. Dutch author Arthur Japin came across it while researching a book. He told the BBC how the deal to return the head was made.
Ghana asked for the head back from the Dutch government. And still Leiden University wasn't willing to give it up, so it was a bit of a struggle to get it. But finally, our Minister of Culture said, no, it has to go back. So yesterday, 10 African kings came to the Netherlands, and today they were given the head, and tomorrow they will bring him back home.
The French Prime Minister, François Fillon, has criticized the army after tracer bullets fired at a military base set off a huge fire in the countryside near Marseille in the southeast. Hundreds of people had to leave their homes. Mr. Fillon said the use of such ammunition was forbidden in wildlife-prone regions, and the incident was a blatant and unforgivable professional error. BBC News.